Need your daily fix on mixed martial arts.
We're going to kind of recap Bellator 155.
From UFC 198.
Who's who.
Kind of a controversial decision.
And who's not.
I couldn't figure out why, and then it hit me.
Well, don't you fret, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your daily dose of MMA podcast. Everything from the UFC, Bellator Fighting Championships, Extreme Cage Fighting, Invicta Fighting Championships, and so much more. Join us as we talk about some of the biggest names in mixed martial arts. We've got you covered here on Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast.
All right, now, thank you for tuning in to the Golden State Media Concepts Mixed Martial Arts Podcast. I'm your host, and joining with me today is my good friend, Will. How you doing there, Will?
I'm doing fantastic. Getting ready for the new year.
So, Will and I were supposed to do this show about an hour ago, but I was busy watching TV. I have this little box called the Tick Box, which allows me to watch television programs from all over the world. And I had stumbled across this show that was being played in Britain, and it's called Naked Attraction. And I saw this, my head almost popped off. I had to show Will, and Will could not stop laughing about this show. It's just to give you a little insight. Or do you want to give them insight of what this show is about?
I just want to say that it's one of the greatest reality shows of all time, and it is prime entertainment, and America needs more things like this.
I think this show would be a huge, huge hit in the U.S. So Naked Attraction is a show like Naked and Afraid, but actually there's no afraid. That it's a dating show where everyone shows up like the dating game, but everyone's naked except for the initial host, and they date in reverse. So they show the bottom half first, and you have to eliminate someone just on their bottom half. That means they show, then they zoom in, they show everything. So they show the front and the back, and then you eliminate somebody by their, would you say the genitalia, or would you say what, their legs?
Every single thing.
Everything. There's nothing hidden. And so once that person's eliminated, then they go up to from the neck down, and you have to eliminate that person, whether it's a male, female. And the cool thing about this show is they show gay, straight, handicap, transgender. They show it all. They're not biased against anyone. Anyway, I saw this show. It's a British show on regular network television, and I just had to show Will, and Will just could not stop laughing.
What I loved most about it was how honest and genuine the people on the show were being. I mean, it's a dating show, but so the person that is choosing between the people and the contestants, they get to kind of like criticize and look at every single part of the body, but they're saying it in such a frank manner that it's not harsh or anything. It's just what they see as the truth. And to bring it back to MMA, which is why I think a lot of people in MMA would like it, because when two fighters enter the ring, you're getting the truth there too. You're going to find out who has the better technique, who has a better skill, who has a stronger mindset, and who's just the winner on that night. And you're going to get a lot of that if you watch this show, too.
You know, when you talk about truth, though, you know what the real truth is?
What's that?
Hardcore numbers. And I'm going to transition right on into Showtime just announced the actual results from that McGregor-Mayweather fight. And, did you get a chance to, what was your thoughts on the numbers?
I was really surprised when the estimates came out really early after the fight.
Mm-hmm.
But these numbers are what I generally thought it was gonna do. I was expecting a little bit more, but I'm pretty happy with what they came out to be.
Okay, so to fill everyone in, The official numbers came out, the domestic numbers. And so there was 4.3 million domestic pay-per-view buys. It brought in a little over $600 million domestically, just meaning in the U.S., which it fell a little short from the record. So the record number was 72 million was the record ticket sales, or you know, for the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, and this one reached right about
55 million.
55 million in ticket sales. So it's the second largest event ever. Pay-per-view buys, 600 million domestically. Now, if they're just saying 600 million domestic, so worldwide, do you think it reaches a billion?
I don't think it reaches a billion worldwide.
So how much more do you add to it if you're saying 600 million just in the U.S.?
I'd say a cool million.
I mean, it's already 600 million. I mean, you say a billion? Or
oh, I thought you were talking about pay-per-view buys. In terms of pay-per-view buys, I'd give it another 1 or 2 million pay-per-view buys, which would a lot to like probably 400,000 if we're talking about people that watch it via satellite and whatnot. But I'd have to review the numbers from the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, because that was 4.6 million domestic pay-per-view buys, and they made around the same amount in terms of total revenue.
But I mean, I'm looking at total dollars, and I'm saying if they made 600 million in the U.S. just in the UK, and I know the UK, in the US it was $100, in the UK it was like $30-$40 translation. I think just in Ireland and the UK, you should be able to at least add another 100 to 200 million to that.
I would say that easy.
So if you add 200 million, that takes it up to 800 million there, and then the rest of the world. So I'm going to say probably about 900 million would be my guesstimate, but the official number, and I'm surprised they never release a global number, but it's that I know of. So 600 million, my estimate, 900 million globally, and I'm going to probably guess, I mean, it's 4.3 million domestic pay-per-view buys. I'm going to say another 2 million globally.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
So about 6.2 million pay-per-view buys globally. This was a big event, but it still shows you how big that Pacquiao Mayweather fight was.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen,
it's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
And being the king of transitions this episode, speaking of Pacquiao and Mayweather fight and Conor and Mayweather fight, which do you want to go with first? Do we talk about the fact that that Pacquiao wants to fight Conor McGregor? So what do you think about the fact that everyone is coming out and wanting to, you know, Oscar De La Hoya wants to fight Conor McGregor. Pacquiao wants to fight Conor McGregor. Paulo Malignaggi wants to fight Conor McGregor. We're not even talking about UFC fighters. We're just saying, you know, what's next for Conor, in your opinion?
Well, I can tell you what the biggest fight would be a Mayweather rematch inside the octagon. That would easily be the biggest fight.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
I don't think the promoters want to pay that much or risk that. But
and
that's
you,
the biggest.
You
fight.
Know what? You know what? You heard. I mean, I watched the recording that Floyd put out. And Floyd said he would be willing to fight in the octagon. And so many, I'm paraphrasing, so I could be, you know, this is the way I took it. Correct me if you got a different one, that he would be willing to fight a 3-fight deal in the UFC, but they would have to pay him $1 billion. And initially, when you hear the word billion, that's a far-fetched number. But when you look at it and you say $3 million, he made $300 million from Conor McGregor. He made $300 million from Manny Pacquiao. That's just the standard rate. A 3-fight deal would be pretty close to $1 billion.
I'd pay him for a 1-fight deal. I don't
think Floyd's not going to go in there for 1 fight. It's going to be he doesn't need the money. I think it's going to be it would have to be a 3-fight deal or nothing.
Well, I'd give him a premium for that 1 fight because I don't think that I think he would obviously lose that fight just based off of how Conor went in and did boxing and how.
I also think Floyd carried Conor a lot.
Oh yeah, definitely. But I still think he would lose that MMA fight because he only does the stand-up portion, and grappling is a major portion of mixed martial arts.
Well, not with Conor. It'd be the kicks that would concern me the most.
Oh yeah, definitely.
The kicks of Conor's kicks would be the one that would be the most shocking. But Conor has a lot of options. But the guy that's really trying to take his options away is Dana White. Dana White just tweeted today that Conor is not fighting. He's not going to box anymore. He's not going to let him box. He has to fight in the UFC. And it sounds like Dana is trying to pressure him into fighting Tony Ferguson. With that being said, what do you think truly is going to be the next move for him?
The next step, I think he's going to be hungry enough to come back just based off of like his personal mission and what he wants to do in the sport. I would think he's going to come back to mixed martial arts and he's going to defend his title or have a super fight against whoever it may be. But I definitely see mixed martial arts as the next step. If he wants to venture back into boxing, it'd have to make sense money-wise. And I think Dana's open to that.
Everything that Dana and it's one of those things where do you take Dana at his word? Because traditionally, Dana always goes back on his word. But, and I hate to say it that way and make it like I, you know, but Dana has gone back on many of the things that he said in the past. And right now he's saying steadfast that Conor McGregor is not boxing. But I think, you know, when you look around and you say the Diaz brothers are just too hard to negotiate with, and they want, you know, I don't know, half the world in order to fight again. So I just don't think the Diazes are going to be able to put, you know, because of their crazy demands, I think the Diaz fight is off the table. I think all 3 fights, as far as boxing, could be on the table and would be made. I think Showtime or HBO would pay for those fights, no problem. I just think the UFC wouldn't be interested. So the most attractive fight out there is GSP, I think. GSP versus Conor McGregor, that would be an interesting fight. You think differently?
No, I totally agree with you. That would be the best fight that they could put on as far as mixed martial arts go. I think the Pacquiao fight would earn more money.
Way more money.
Yeah, way more money, and that's no question. But as far as a extremely competitive fight and something that would be very interesting for mixed martial arts fans to see, I think that would be the best fight you could put on in mixed martial arts.
And see, it's one of those things where, you know, matter of fact, we're gonna visit that a little bit more because we're gonna talk about GSP next. We're gonna take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're gonna talk about the possibility of what's next for GSP, and is this Conor McGregor fight an actual possibility? So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast. part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.